Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 40 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 40 degrees.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by. Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 46 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 48 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 50 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees.
Any WCD. This is KYNU.
KYNU, good evening. This is NAWCB. Your long weekend has started. Hopefully things went well today. We got a message from one of your co-workers there wanting to go to Clinton. How did things go today at work?
It was busy. It was call-to-call busy.
going to be like, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I believe it, and it was, you know, kind of a cooler day today. Like you say, HSP was approached Memorial Day and more high school graduations in school, and how things are going to go. Definitely faster than he goes.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. How was your guys' day? How are you guys feeling?
Well, for me, I'm starting to turn the corner, I think, a little bit. I'm on the lawn. I think we're getting the whole lawn done. I'm feeling pretty good. It's a lot better than I did the last time I did it, so I'm happy for that. Mom is still coughing. I think she's doing a little bit better. I think she's on the downslide, but I'm still, coughing and the congestion and
Well, hopefully you guys get 100% here and kick that stuff, because it's no fun, for sure. Just talking to one of the ETs just before I left, and they were saying that they had whatever you guys had and or something similar, and they were saying it was just miserable and just absolutely horrible.
Well, that sounds like what we got. That's how to describe it. Miserable. Like I say, it seems like it just kind of hangs on, and thankfully it's one of those where you just, cough it up, blow your nose, and clear your throat, and that kind of thing. That's been us pretty much the way through it. That's why we haven't thought to go to the doctor or anything or urgent care, because, it's coming up, and fever breaks during the day for me, and it comes back at night, but thankfully I think I cleared it. Mom hasn't had those problems. She's got a little bit different, but still just a lingering effect.
Oh, just take it easy as much as you can, and try to rest as much as you can, and keep that, keep those meds going, and chicken noodle soup. Hopefully that'll help you feel better.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. My outdoor work is done this week, so I'm happy about that one. And I'm going to kick back over the weekend and relax a little bit. Maybe enjoy some radio one or two of the days.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Heard you check in Wayne County last night. I thought I missed it, and then I was sitting there in the room, we're trying to unwind, and I'm like, wait a minute, their net's still going. It just started. Well, I'm going to check in.
Yeah, your signal was loud and clear, so the computer's still quieting. So thankfully, from the storm there, you had ago, whether it didn't, like say, didn't have any damage or anything to that effect with the antenna. But now you sounded good. I don't think I got in the first time. I've not been covered. So I checked in at the very end. But thankfully, I was able to get in.
Yeah, the first time, it was complete garble. But the second time wasn't too bad.
That's good. It's interesting how a few minutes changes things, and the different positioning in the room there kind of helps. So I'm glad. It was a good match. Lots of check-ins there, and good information there from the set, some of the other activities that they're doing down there.
Yeah, they got a lot going on down there, which is good. And I was talking to Max today, and he should have all the scores from the set here, posted either tomorrow or Monday. Oh, okay, well, it would be interesting to see how things go, how everybody scores. Like I say, it seemed like it was very well, a lot of participation, you know, within our group and then also with the team here. So I'll be interested to see the results. And again, a lot of good pictures there on the Michigan Octocom Facebook, too, NAWCB. Yeah, there's a lot of good pictures, a lot of good activity, and it was good thinking on the planning part of it. I think everything went really well, and looking forward to the fall and getting that one, you know, that set taken care of, and some more training up here. Yeah, there's always, you know, always room for more training and improvements and, you know, honing skills and seeing what works and communicating in that. I definitely would look forward to it there. Definitely. Yeah, hopefully get this Windlink training going, and that should be fun. Just waiting on the word. So once I hear, we'll get that going too. Yeah, absolutely. And the contact person you had, you know, they're very strong in the wind link, and you know, they're just looking to learn a lot from them. So I'm glad you got hooked up on that end. I think they'll do a good job, and like I say, I think it'll be very beneficial. Oh yeah, definitely, for sure. And there's a lot of good interest in it, so it'll be useful, you know, on both ends, and should be fun. Should be a lot of fun to learn. So get that going, and. We'll try to figure out something else in training. But I think it pretty did good. You know, like I said, in the set, the 2-4 teams were filled out really well, and a lot of good activity. So. Yeah, yes indeed. Definitely, you know, glad I was able to fill, you know, fill that part of the, you know, the support team out online. Like say, download the form, and don't even have to print it or anything, you know, just fill her out and save it and send it across. More and more I like doing a lot of these things electronically. No, I appreciate you doing the DMR part of it. That helped out, the last thing I had to do, and like I said, everybody covered something, and it worked out really well, for sure. And hopefully get some more participation and more activity, and keep people being active. I think that's the big thing, just being active and you know, having the appropriate training. And in the 911 world, you know, you train and prepare and hope that you never have to use it. Ain't that the truth? Like you say, you know, sometimes you think some of the training is, you know, mundane or silly or whatever. But like you say, I hope you never have to use it. But boy, if you ever you do, you wanna be prepared. But you know, that's this organization and. Communication, and just a lot of various things that could get on the feet real quick. So it did help. And like I say, keep
conflicts of interest when you, you know, when you're active, and you know, a quiet repeater is not noticed repeater. And when you got activity going, it sparks interest and gets people involved, and it brings attention to the hobby, and it's just people out there to enjoy the hobby and have fun with the hobby, and you know, you're using the radio system that you bought and you're, you know, or built or whatever, and you're getting to use it for something good, so pretty cool.
Yes, I agree on that. Definitely good to hear this year, in fact, a little bit more activity on it, and I think that's a good thing. One thing that surprised me at first, talked with a couple of people, was the TMR side is not as active as I had originally thought it was. I guess I assumed that people had more interest or had the unit, the DMR, and I just a little surprised. I think tend to see talkers that you have your radio, maybe there's the others that are out there as well. But that is one of the things that I've been a little bit surprised at.
Okay, blame you. Yeah, and that's the funny thing. Like, there'll be sometimes where DMR will be busy, and then there's other times where there's nobody on, and it'll be quiet, and it's a job. But it's good. It's nice to have. The system is microwave based, so we backed it up, so the chance of failure is very, very minimal. So.
Getting good WCD. Yeah, that's definitely, it's a good signal. You don't have any interference, popcorn or bacon or anything like that with it. Good transmissions. You don't have people that are covering each other. That's kind of a nice thing. And like I say, the system is very, very good system, robust system to work with.
Yeah. I can be in the middle of the store and still hit the repeater and still have perfect coverage. There's analog. It depends on the repeater. It depends on what store you're in and, you know, what time of day and what's going on.
Yeah, yes, I agree there. Definitely try to figure out what store I'm in, or get used to things. Maybe I'll turn on a repeater where there's activity, or if I need to transmit or anything, that type of thing. I've used it a couple of times out. I usually don't take that radio off very much, but a couple of times I have, it's clear, it's impressive,
it's nice. I carry, if I'm out in the northern end of the county, not so much smell because of, our repairs have been done to our repeater, before the remote sites were put in up in Richmond and stuff, I would carry my DMR radio because I know if I can't hit the repeater from up north up to the north end of the county, I can hit it on DMR. But now that obviously that's changed, that's a lot different now. But it is pretty cool. It is pretty neat to see.
Yeah, definitely. And again, you can drive further north from the region. You don't have some of the interference and the kind of crackling in the signal. I mean, your signal is good. how we get to that point and switching the remote sites. You know, there's a little bit of crackle here and there, and then your signal will be clear. You get nothing at all, and that's when it's switching. And you're hitting the Richmond site there.
Yeah. I run it on mid power, so I don't run it on the full power. But for you know, running mid power, it's not bad. I mean, like I said, this repeater system's a strong repeater now and good system. A lot of good stuff and definitely cool. I'm definitely appreciative of the hard work that's been put into it and definitely notice the difference. And if I'm out in Shelby, I'd have to, you know, I'd end up turning it up to, you know, full power or whatever. It just depends on what area in the township I'm in. But outside of that, you know, I just run it mid power.
NAWCB, I think that's good there. You know, and like I say, your signal definitely proves that in that way. And by the way, how are you enjoying your new radio? I think it's a feeling better there to see it. I'd definitely be interested in seeing that radio.
I really like it. Now that I've gotten used to it and played with it more, I like it. It's nice. I think I'm gonna have to get an external speaker because the speaker system that's built into the radio is not real good, but they do it to where you can put external speakers in it, and it's kind of like your dispatch consoles where you got select and then you're unselect, and so you can listen to both channels or you can listen to one channel or you know whatever, and then they got like what's pretty neat and what's really cool is like if the National Weather Service puts something out like a bulletin, it'll actually stop on their channel and pick up their bulletin and then go back to scanning.
Wow, that is a nice radio. That sounds like again some nice features and again having something you know similar like the Motorola. To select, unselect, and be able to, you know, to adjust your volume that way. Again, that's a neat feature to it. I like how that's set up. I'm glad. Like I say, with probably being sick and being cold out there the last time, you guys were cold, and I didn't want you guys to get worse or, you know, get colder or whatever.
Yeah, looking forward to showing you. I still haven't hooked it up to the battery. I'm still running off the plug, and everything seems to be running really good. So we'll see. I'm probably going to hook it to the battery once I get a little bit of free time. I just have to figure out how to run it through the firewall into the engine compartment.
Yeah, that's one of those jobs, again, where planning is a big thing. You definitely want to hook it up right, and again, what point the firewall you're going to put it through, and you know, everything is safe, the wiring is safe, and if you don't want any sparks or shorts or anything like that, then you mess things up. But as long as it's working that way, hey, and if it's too hot, that's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and unwind and get ready for the net. I've got net control tonight, so you guys got to put up with me. But appreciate you coming along and the good conversation on the way north. If you guys need anything, definitely reach out and let us know. And then I think the kids are going to call Grandma here in a little bit, wish her a happy birthday. So, you guys enjoy your evening, and we'll hopefully hear you on the net and talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan indeed, yes. Good conversation, and thanks for the ride along there tonight, and good to be there the next three for you. But, stay warm tonight, definitely a freeze warning, I guess, and soft advisor something tonight, and stay warm, and we'll be looking forward to the net. But, tell everyone hello, and Grandma will be expecting forward to hearing from the kids there for a happy birthday. But anyway, 73 is an 88 to you and the family. And we'll talk to you again down the page. NAWCB is clear on your phone.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. 73 is an 88 to you and Mom. K8YNU, clear. All stations, this is K8YNU. The Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 15 minutes.
Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 48 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 45 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, sunny, 43 degrees.
WAYRC Mobile.
Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 39 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 38 degrees.